Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
The All Local is presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. The CDC's Vaccine Advisory Group has given the thumbs up to allowing Pfizer's COVID vaccine to be administered to children ages 12 and up. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The committee agreed the benefits of offering the vaccine to 12 to 15-year-olds outweighed what were generally described as minor risks. The data from the study of the Pfizer vaccine on 12 to 15-year-olds found no serious events connected to the vaccine and 100% efficacy. Megan Wallace with CDC says children represent the fastest-growing segment of new cases.
In April, 9% of cases were aged 12 to 17 years, which actually represents a larger proportion of total cases than adults 65 years of age and over.
While many independent providers were waiting for the CDC's okay, county-run sites in Montgomery and Bucks counties made the Pfizer vaccine available to 12 and up immediately after the FDA gave the green light.
And speaking of vaccines, New Jersey is relaxing the COVID restrictions for residents in long-term care facilities. But as we hear from State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli, those rules apply to people who are fully vaccinated.
If both the visitor and resident are fully vaccinated, residents and their visitors may choose to have close contact, including touching or hugging, and removing their face masks if they are alone in the resident's room.
And Persichilli added that vaccinated staff would not have to undergo routine COVID testing. Meanwhile, a frightening ordeal happened on Wednesday morning for patrons when a car came crashing into an outdoor dining area of a popular Northern Liberties restaurant. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Witnesses say it was around 11 a.m. when a silver four-door Nissan Maxima plowed into this outdoor dining structure of Cafe Le Mans near 4th near Brown. A restaurant worker says a total of eight people were seated at three separate tables. Lisa Sawyer lives nearby.
Tragic. A beautiful day like this, most people are out trying to enjoy a meal. One of my neighbors avoided this just narrowly because they were just on the way to have breakfast and decided to go somewhere else. So they would have been sitting out here.
Officials say no one was seriously injured. The police investigation continues.
Now, while we're not sure if speed was involved in this accident, a report just released from the Philadelphia Parking Authority shows that more drivers, they're slowing down on Roosevelt Boulevard because of the speed cameras that were put in place last year. Here's Tim Jimenez in the Northeast.
The PPA says when the cameras were turned on for the first time, there were about 224,000 speeding violations last June. That was the beginning of a warning period, though. Fines didn't start until August. Fast forward to November, violations dropped to around 38,000. So the recommendation from the PPA is to add more speed cameras, more police in the overnight hours, and a stronger information campaign, particularly in Philly and Bucks County.
The speed cameras came at a time when Roosevelt Boulevard became one of the most notorious speed spots in the city. Meanwhile, the cyber attack shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline is causing more problems for drivers. According to AAA, gas prices are up 7 cents here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, 8 cents in New Jersey, and up a full dime in Delaware over the past week. Villanova's Dr. Scott Johnson says if the shutdown extends for another few weeks, we're likely to enter crisis mode.
Because any inventory they have along the pipeline is no more than 1 to 2 weeks. Once they've gone past that inventory, then yeah, there are some serious ramifications. Then things would get very interesting for motorists.
However, he says if this pipeline is operating again by the end of the week, prices should begin to come down within a couple of weeks. And that would be good news for travelers, as a recent survey from AAA also shows that nearly 70% of Americans are ready to travel again. And that's by far the highest number since the beginning of this pandemic. AAA's Chip Morgan says a big trend he's seeing is, quote, revenge travel, where people, they're trying to make up for lost time.
What we're seeing is spend more, stay longer.
Now, that's great for the industry. Morgan also says that bubble travel is popular.
To travel with family members or friends they know have had the vaccination, and it's really small group travel.
Now, his advice is to plan early and check often because prices, they can be fluid. Meanwhile, SEPTA has launched a new tool to help riders find out if there's a seat on their bus. The transit agency's Grant Engel says that it works by counting passengers automatically.
The seat availability dashboard will show you for the route and direction and day of week in three different categories, the seat availability that you should expect. So it will tell you whether there will be many seats available, few seats available, or standing room only.
Now, the dashboard is on SEPTA's website, and it includes information on most of the bus routes that are running right now. The plan is also to include all SEPTA service, including subways, trolleys, regional rails, and the Norristown high-speed line. And that's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.